But now I'd like to move into chapter 18. Soon after the visit God made to Abraham giving the covenant as described in chapter 17, Abraham had another visit from God. But this visit was not an appearance of God in his glory, but rather was in the form of a man and two friends, traveling through Hebron in the heat of the day. If you read chapters 18 and 19, it becomes clear that the other two men were angels, who later were sent to Sodom and Gomorrah to bring God's judgment on those wicked cities. The leader of the other two men was actually God himself, and since no man has seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him, John 1:18. So it is likely that this figure, to whom Abraham refers as Lord, may have actually been Christ in a pre-incarnate state. So beginning in this 18th chapter of Genesis now, reading verses 1 through 8, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door, and bowed himself toward the ground, and said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah, and said, Make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd, and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk, and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree, and they did eat." The first verse of this chapter makes it plain that this was an actual appearance of God, and the second verse tells us that the appearance was actually in the form of three men. Abraham was sitting in his tent door when the men appeared. Nothing is said about them riding or even walking. Abraham looked up, and there they were. This appearance of God to Abraham seems to have more ease and familiarity and less grandeur and majesty than the previous appearances we've read of. And this reminds us of that great visit the Son of God would make in the fullness of time, when he would come into the world and the Word would be made flesh and he would have a body like one of us. Abraham sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. He most likely had been praying and meditating on the things of God, but he was also in a posture ready to assist and give hospitality to a stranger. God visit those who are waiting for him. When Abraham was thus sitting, he saw three strangers coming toward him. Though there was nothing in their outward appearance to show that they were from heaven, Abraham sensed that there was something special about these men. These three spiritual heavenly beings had now assumed human bodies that they might be visible to Abraham and might be able to converse with him. Abraham distinguished one from the rest by calling him My Lord. He is called Jehovah, verse 13. The apostle uses this occasion to teach about hospitality. In Hebrews 13:3, be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Those who have been willing to entertain strangers have on occasion entertained angels, which is an indescribable honor and satisfaction. Galatians 6, verse 10 says, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Notice how Abraham treated them. Forgetting his age and the respect it deserved, he ran to meet them. He showed all due courtesy and bowed himself toward the ground as though as yet to know nothing of them except that they appeared to be honorable, respectable men. Godliness does not lend toward ill manners and unfriendly behavior, but it encourages good manners and teaches to honor all as we have opportunity. Abraham was very sincere as he offered hospitality. Verses 3 and 4, And said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. It is very fitting for those whom God has blessed with plenty to be willing to share with others as the need and the occasion presents itself. This is done with pleasure, not grudgingly, for both God and man love a cheerful giver. Proverbs 23:6-7, Eat not the bread of him that hath an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. Those who would associate with God must desire to have it and make adequate preparation. God is a guest well worth entertaining. Abraham's entertainment was plain and simple, not extravagant or fancy. His dining room was under a tree. His meal was veal and cakes baked on a hearth, and these were hastily prepared. There were no dainties but good, plain, wholesome food. Though Abraham was rich and his guests were very honorable, Abraham took what he had and shared it with his guests. Note how the text reads verses 5 through 8. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort your hearts. After that you shall pass on. For therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, Do so as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hasted to dress it, and took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree as they did eat. Abraham and his wife Sarah were both very busy and attentive in showing hospitality to their guests. They gave the best they had available. Sarah is the cook and baker. Abraham runs to fetch the calf and brings out the milk and butter, and considers it to be not beneath him to stand and wait at the table. Abraham and Sarah were genuinely showing the guests that they were very welcome. Genuine friendship will stoop to anything but sin. Christ himself taught the disciples to wash one another's feet in humble love. Those that obey themselves shall be exalted. Here is an example of where Abraham's faith shows itself in good works. And so must ours, or else our faith is dead, according to James 2, verses 21 and 26. Here the Father of the faithful demonstrates charity and generosity and good housekeeping. Here we learn from him to do good and communicate. Hebrews 13 says, But to do good and communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices is God well pleased. And again, Galatians 6 and 10, As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Verses 9 through 15 say, And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, After I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, Wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, Shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laugh not, for she was afraid. And he said, Nay, but thou didst laugh. These heavenly guests have come to confirm the promise that Abraham should have a son by Sarah. They receive Abraham's kind entertainment, but they also return his kindness. Matthew 10:40-42, He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones as a cup of cold water only, in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Verse 9 says, And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? By naming Sarah, they indicated to Abraham that though they were strangers, yet they were well knew him and his family. Sarah could hear them, and by using her name, they would get her attention. They caused her to listen to what was to be said. She needed to hear what was said because the promise was to her also, and she must conceive by faith also. Today, all persons are involved in the promises of God, and all need to hear these promises, just as Sarah needed to hear as much as Abraham did at this time. This brings our lesson to a close. Till next time, this is N.C. Crouch saying goodbye, friends.